Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Kincaid Parsons. He's the acting executive director of the Sitka Studio of Dance, Jasmine Nellis, a senior dancer at the Sitka Studio of Dance, and Joe DeBell, a dance instructor at the Sitka Studio of Dance. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Brooke. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. We're talking about an upcoming event happening very soon, this Saturday, so just in a few days. The Sitka Studio of Dance is going to have its annual recital for all the hard work that dancers like Jasmine have been doing for this last year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we kind of run alongside the school calendar. So they've been doing lots of hard work since, you know, early September, and they've been working incredibly hard all throughout the winter and spring to get ready for this performance, and we're very excited to show the public what we've been working on.
Yeah, okay, and I want to dig into the performance, but before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit, Kincaid, since you're on the mic already, about the Sitka Studio of Dance. For folks who aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about what the Sitka Studio of Dance is.
So the Sitka Studio of Dance was founded about 25 years ago by Melinda McAdams here in town, and she is trained in dance, and she also has a background in education, so she married the two and started a dance school here in Sitka. It's been running ever since. She's primarily ballet-oriented, so she does all of the ballet classes, and throughout the years, she's expanded, bringing in new talent to help instruct, Joe, for example, and that also expands the amount of different dance genres that we're able to do, and she does all kinds of performances, you know, monthly grinds, Nutcracker, you know, we do Porch Fest, we have a Fireweed company, the more advanced dancers do that, and then of course this upcoming spring recital on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, before I turn to you, Joe, to talk a little bit about being an instructor and some of these other dance forms, I want to talk to you, Kincaid, just a little bit longer about your role as the acting executive director. So Melinda McAdams started this dance studio and has been the director. So tell us how it is that you're here as the director at this moment.
So I have been acting executive director for about 2 weeks now. Melinda unfortunately had a medical emergency and had to step away for some time. And of course, that is in the midst of preparing for recital. We've also got auditions for our Nutcracker production coming up the week after recital. We've got Porch Fest in a couple of weeks as well. So we've got a lot of stuff happening, and there needed to be someone to kind of fill that gap. And Melinda McAdams is my mother, so I have watched many a recital take place. So I felt, I wouldn't say confident, but somewhat capable of getting us across the finish line in terms of recital. And of course, Joe messaged me and was like, "Please come back to Sitka," because I was down in Oregon just hanging out.
I knew he was the one to call.
Yeah, I feel like Joe, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about Kincaid and his dance experience to fill in why he's the one doing this.
Well, I've known Kincaid his entire life because I started dancing at Sitka Studio of Dance in 1994. And so when I came back as a teacher, he was my student, and I've had the pleasure of having him as a colleague, as a fellow choreographer for the past 2-3 years of Fireweed performances. So I've seen him interact with the kids, and the past couple of years he's worked with younger and younger kids, which has been really telling that he's got that instructor bone from his mom and dad, and so I was very confident that he'd be the one to call to help out.
Yeah, lovely. Well, and you had kind of, it had fallen into your lap as a main instructor there. Who else instructs at the Sitka Studio of Dance?
We also work with Nancy Neal on our team, the infamous, and she teaches all of our hip-hop classes, and she's taken over the jazz program as well as musical theater.
And then what do you teach specifically, Joe?
This time, I teach modern dance and the little baby ballets.
Okay, great. Well, I want to draw Jasmine into this conversation now and talk a little bit about the performing side of things, what's coming up this weekend as a performer. Tell us a little bit about yourself first in terms of how long have you been dancing, Jasmine?
Well, I've been dancing for 15 years, all with Melinda. in the studio. I just started out doing like creative movement, and then I just expanded and went into like ballet and then jazz and more lyrical and modern, and yeah.
And creative movement, I just learned when we were talking beforehand, that's because you were 2 years old. So it's just kind of like moving your body and maybe some music is happening. I don't know.
Exactly.
It sounds very cute. And maybe that's a little bit of what you get to see, Joe, if you're working with the little ones.
It's very sweet. They just have a natural rhythm and they love to move and they love to follow along. In fact, right after this interview, I'm going to go teach 2 hours of toddlers. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that sounds so sweet. But then you did, what have you ended up liking? Do you feel like you have a particular type that you like the most, Jasmine, now that you've been doing this for 15 years?
Yeah, I definitely have just stuck with ballet throughout the years. Like, that's definitely my favorite subject, but I like doing like more contemporary along with ballet at times too. That's really fun.
So this Saturday we'll get to see you because you are a senior. Mm-hmm. That means that you do, it's called a senior solo.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I have a senior solo upcoming because I'm graduating from high school, and so we have to, if we want to have a senior solo, we have to like write an essay and we pick our song and our music, and we can either like, we can choose who choreographs it for us, and I chose Melinda to choreograph it for me. So I'll be performing that on Saturday.
And do you talk to Melinda a little bit about like what vision you have, or does she kind of do something for you because she knows you as a student? Or
It's a little bit of both. I tell her like I'm thinking more ballet contemporary. I want these shoes. I want these steps. I don't want these steps. And then she's like, okay, I can do that. And then we kind of like when it goes to rehearsal time, she gives me the choreography, and then the next rehearsal, it was completely different because she was like, yeah, I'm changing it all for you. So,
okay. So it's definitely collaborative and happens over a period of time. It sounds really interesting. And will you be the only senior solo that we can expect on Saturday?
No, the other senior, Aislinn Nichols, will also be performing.
Okay.
And Melinda /Kincaid also choreographed that.
Oh, okay. So Kincaid, you can maybe tell us a little bit about that piece.
Yes. I guess for both of them, I have seen both senior solos and they are both incredible. And I will definitely recommend just coming on the basis of getting to see kind of the capstone to both Jasmine and Aislinn's incredible careers at Sitka Studio of Dance. They're both very different approaches to the senior solo, different moods, different vibes. And I actually can't say too much because Jasmine and Aislinn have not seen each other's solos yet. It is a surprise for both of them. So I'm going to keep my lips sealed a little bit about that for Jasmine's sake.
Cool. Yeah. And for everyone now, now we all need to come if we're going to see it. There's also some other exciting things happening in the recital. Let's just, since we're talking about Jasmine and Aislinn, they're doing a duet together, and there's something pretty cool about that piece. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing like a point dance, so we'll be using our point shoes, and we have a live music cellist coming, and we're going to be dancing to that, so that will be really interesting.
Yeah.
She came to the rehearsal the other day, and it was just, it was mind-blowing because we had been rehearsing on like the recorded music, and then it was weird not playing the music, and then once she started playing, I was like, oh my gosh, I hear the music. And it was crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like live music. It sounds like that's a special component for sure. Joe, what else can you tell us about who we can expect to see at the recital? Maybe not specific people, but what kinds of dances, what ages?
We have two recitals at 2 p.m. You'll be able to see our students that are younger, ages 4 to up to 3rd and 4th grade, as well as special guest performances by the seniors and some of our older groups. And they'll be performing ballet, jazz, and hip-hop. And then in the second performance at 7 p.m., we have our older students, which is 4th grade all the way up to grandma's. We've got some adult students in ballet and some mixed-age classes as well. And that'll be ballet, jazz, lyrical, modern, hip-hop, musical theater, and then the senior solos again.
Okay. Sounds jam-packed. Kincaid, can you fill us in on the nitty-gritty? When will this be? Where will this be? Cost?
Yeah, totally. So again, this is This coming Saturday on May 10th at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, you can purchase tickets at fineartscamp.org. We have a little page there. General admission is $15. Students and seniors is $10. And anyone age 5 and under gets in for free. And an extra special bonus is that if you purchase a ticket for the first recital at 2 p.m., you also get into the second recital and vice versa. So that $15 ticket will get you about 3 hours of dancing, able to support our local talent, which is fantastic, I think.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thank you, Kincaid Parsons. He's the acting executive director of the Sitka Studio of Dance, Jasmine Nellis, a senior dancer at the Sitka Studio of Dance, and Joe DeBell, a dance instructor at the Sitka Studio of Dance. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.